Thank you so much. Yeah, that's right. It's time for the good stuff. And I've got a piece about Holiday Inn. Mike, what have you got coming up?
I think I'm going to find something from Slim McNaught.
Oh, very good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, knowledge is so important. It's a tale that never ceases. Every issue of Tri-State Livestock News, for example, every edition, a revelation, every issue, a landmark. Agriculture is the focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. It's continuous knowledge. TSLN.com. Check out Tri-State Livestock News.
Don't forget to go to that website, visitvalentine.com. We just wrapped up the Cadusa Cook-Off. Congratulations to Jason Hobel Heinrich. Hobie Smoke and Meats that won that event, sponsored by the Valentine Chamber of Commerce. Got another concert coming up this weekend in Valentine. And fall hunting season began with the dove season. All those things and more to do right here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
You know, no nursing home for us. We are checking into the Holiday Inn. With the average cost for a nursing home care costing $188 per day, there is a better way when we get old and feeble. We have already checked into reservations at the Holiday Inn. For a combined long-term stay discount and the senior discount, it is $49.23. That leaves $138.77 a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in any restaurant we want, or room service, laundry, gratuities, and special TV movies. Plus, they provide a swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, and washer dryer. Most have free toothpaste and razors, and all have free shampoo and soap. $5 worth of tips a day will have the entire staff scrambling to help you. They treat you like a customer, not a patient. There is a city bus stop out front, and seniors ride free. To meet other nice people, call a church bus on Sundays. For a chance of scenery, take the airport shuttle bus and eat at one of the nice restaurants there. While you're at the airport, fly somewhere. Otherwise, the cash keeps building up. It takes months to get into decent nursing homes. Holiday Inn will take your reservation today, and you are not stuck in one place forever. You can move from inn to inn or even from city to city. Want to see Hawaii? They have a Holiday Inn there, too. TV broken? Light bulbs need changing? Need a mattress replaced? No problem. They fix everything. And apologize for the inconvenience. The inn has a night security person and daily room service. The maid checks to see if you are okay. If not, they will call the undertaker or an ambulance if you fall and break a hip. Medicare will pay for the hip, and Holiday Inn will upgrade you to a suite for the rest of your life. And no worries about visits from family. They will always be glad to find you and probably check in for a few days' mini vacation. The grandkids can use the pool. What more can you ask for? So when we reach that golden age, we'll face it with a grin. It's the Holiday Inn. Oh, tongue-in-cheek, a little humor there.
Might be a little bit dated with the price of the Holiday Inn, but probably all corresponds here and there. And now it's Heading Home from Slim McNaught. There's a time of day that we put cares away, and the herd is sorted and penned, and horses pace as they leisurely face the rewards that come with day's end. With soft clouds in the sky, shadows close by, the sun headed into the gloom. Then we laugh and talk as our horses walk. Day's done, we're heading home. At the times like these, when a cowboy sees the satisfaction of this life, with the world in a mess, many folks stressed, and the cities teeming with strife. But the cowboy's way of working each day have rewards that for some aren't known. So we're happy then that the time comes when day's done, we're heading home. In this land of ours, we're blessed with powers of freedoms to live life our way. And as afternoon heat beats a retreat, we're content with a toil of the day. And deep in our hearts, we would never part from this range where we're born to roam. It's that time of day to put the cares away. Day's done, we're heading home. That's Slim McNaught on the good stuff today from his cowboy poet book called Reflections.
A couple more letters. Dear God, these are children who wrote to God. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother. But what I really asked for was a puppy. I never asked for anything before. You can look it up. Joyce sent that letter.
There's a record of that somewhere, right?
Indeed. And dear Mr. God, I wish you would not make it so easy for people to come apart. I had to have 3 stitches and a shot. That's from Janet.
We'll have more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff.